Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program highlighting happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Coming up, government to do further tests to determine cause of death of Jamaican athlete in Trinidad. Prime Minister says the economy is looking up and Chinese tourists to visit the island without visas. Stay tuned.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too back with me one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore justice.
My brethren, the one to others are the one down below. Unity in the community, more love, less hate. Stop retaliate, less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. Would have been less life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller last week expressed deep sadness at the untimely passing of 18-year-old St. Jago High School student Kavon McKenzie. The student athlete collapsed after competing in a race at the NACAC cross-country event in Trinidad and Tobago Saturday, February 22, and died en route to hospital. The Prime Minister offered condolences to the student's family, school community, and friends. She also pledged to support the family through the difficult time. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says the government intends to conduct further tests on the body of the student athlete in seeking to determine the cause of death. This after an autopsy conducted in Trinidad and Tobago proved inconclusive.
It's not determined at this time, and so as a government we will do all of what is going to be required to assist in the process of coming to a final determination of what was the cause of his death.
McKenzie's body was returned to the island last Thursday. Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says the improved macroeconomic performance for 2013-2014 will translate into better opportunities for Jamaicans. She says for the first time in years, Jamaica is on track to record positive economic growth of 0.5 to 1% for the current financial year.
We are seeing positive signs from the investment in institutions like the Heart Trust NTA and investments which the government has been making in our people. I have always believed that the best investment any country can make is investing in its people.
Residents of Greenwich Town in southwest St. Andrew are being urged to do their part to enhance and beautify the community. Over 300 meters of new perimeter fencing was recently installed in the community through a project managed by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund. The new fencing replaces zinc structures. The Prime Minister officially handed over the fencing to residents during a ribbon-cutting ceremony in the community last week.
But I feel good this afternoon because Marcus Garvey Drive is looking good. And what we need to do is to ensure we beautify Marcus Garvey Drive. I have started the process with the fencing, and I hope that members of the community will continue to keep the fence looking clean and good. It is yours and yours to protect, and I'm going to ask you that we keep the fence looking as good as it is today.
And Cabinet has approved a new regime to allow Chinese nationals to visit Jamaica without a visa for up to 30 days as tourists. The move is designed to increase the number of tourist arrivals from China and deepen Jamaica's presence as a tourist destination for Chinese nationals.
Our government has been making a concerted effort to develop new markets for our tourism industry by relaxing its visa requirements for nationals of several countries.
Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner. She was speaking at a Jamaica House press briefing last week. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. I am Carnine Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.